As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Thursday, May the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly, and workable solutions. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up your phone, call off throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in 512-904-8014. Again, that's 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the little town of Exeter, Missouri. It's kind of a whistle stop down by the railroad tracks. You know how that goes. Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out, as we love to do every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. The contact data and so much more is available at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Be sure and log on and bookmark that site today if you haven't done so already. Precious metals remain strong. Wall Street pillages Main Street. Barry the Usurper offers band-aids and social programs while Macondo gently weeps. Yeah, that's going to be in the news today. The Pit of Vipers, the Age of Fossil Fuels, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, John Locke, August. Amazing. Don't give me no static. Anyway, let me get me started again here. Just dropped off the Oracle broadcasting thing. Now we've got an Oracle timeout going, too. I really like this. I tell you what, I like this process. I like this process. I'm telling myself that I like this process. All right, back into the gold report for this morning. Gold up $1.20 at $1,238.50 an ounce. Silver up 6 cents at $19.58 an ounce. Platinum moves up 13 bucks at $1,724 an ounce. And palladium flat in early trading at $541 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,231.10 for a low, $1,241.20 for a high. But at $1,238.50, your gold is up year to year, $311. I'm cutting out. Thanks, James. Yeah, we've got, got helpers out there listening. Thank you very much. Okay. Once again, your gold is up $311.70 year to year for a 33.66% return on your investment. We're going to this break. Come back on the other side. Maybe things will be running smoother. Stay with us.
James TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We got Band-Aids, bailing wire, duct tape, and the whole works going here, I guess, again today. But anyway, we're going to try and do our best to get through this opening segment. Once again, let's go back into that market report. Hopefully it'll flow a little bit more smoothly. We find gold trading up $1.20 at $1,238.50. Now, if you've been watching, certainly you can jump up on the Kitco website and look at the charts yourself. We're laying down a real solid foundation in here in the realm between 1230 and 1240 in gold. Very important. Same thing with silver. Silver is above 19. It's at $19.58, laying in a very strong support level for that. And that's important going forward. It's kind of like it's a strong place for, you know, if you're standing on the dock and you're about to dive in, you've got a nice solid footing there. It gives you an opportunity to spring higher. I think we're going to. But again, gold was found up $1.20 in early trading at $1,238.50. It went higher than that. But we're looking real good right there, and I like that. I think we ought to be right in the middle here somewhere in the vicinity of 1250 for at least 2 weeks to just really set it up and set it up nice and solid, get everybody comfortable with talking about $1,200 gold. Platinum down $13 in early trading at $1,724. Palladium flat on the early morning trade at $541. I'd like to see that platinum come back up again and the palladium. That would be very nice. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,231.10 for a low, $1,241.20 for a high, a $10 spread, just the way we like to see it. But going forward, we could be seeing $30, $40, $50, you know, spreads each day. That shouldn't be too frightening, especially as it gets closer and closer to 1300 and then above that. We could see that kind of volatility in the market. The place to look is, you know, we want to be following these charts. The place to look is whether or not we're having or experiencing these waterfall cascades or straight up runs that indicate big hands in the market manipulating it. What we want to see is lots of little sawteeth, lots of little sawteeth, people coming in, buying, selling. That's natural in a market, just like down at the vegetable counter. Anyway, continuing the London gold fix, the boys in London this morning set it at $1,235 an ounce. We're trading just above that. That's a relatively good sign as well. The SPDR gold shares overnight picks up another 17.35 tons of gold. Now, whether they have it or whether they don't, meet for somebody else to talk about. I can speculate from now until the cows come home whether they actually have any physical gold or not. What's important here is that they're now holding 1,209.50 tons of gold in their system at valued at $48.1 billion. These guys are adding $1 billion a night. It's unbelievable. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 149. Now we're back up there heading towards that 11,000 Dow again. 10,897. It's important. Where's the 6,500 Dow that everybody's calling for? Well, it's a long ways off, Dorothy. The NASDAQ moves up 50 points, or closed up 50 points yesterday, at 2425. The S&P was up 16 at 1172. So there's, you know, like the P.T. Barnum says, you know, there's sucker born every minute. There's still people in there playing around in the paper markets. You know, it's the positive sign of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again. Crude oil this morning moved off $1.32, trades at $74.33. I thought it was going to 100. Boy, was I wrong. It's down 16 bucks from there. But that's a good sign. But it's only a good sign for us for a while. Once it goes down low enough, then it's going to start to impact the Saudis. Once the Saudis start to go, things are going to really get dicey. Things will really get dicey, guarantee it. The U.S. dollar index this morning, 816, up another 16 basis points, trades at 85.01, breaking that 85 mark, this U.S. dollar index. Are you not familiar with the U.S. dollar index, the trade-weighted basket of currencies? You know, you've been hearing about the basket of currencies. Well, the U.S. dollar index, the trade-weighted basket of currencies, visit the website, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., I think it's theice.org. I'm not positive of that anymore. But anyway, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. Find out about that. Go up on the Internet. Use the Internet as a tool that it is. Find out about the London Bullion Market Association. And then while you're there, look into the COMEX. We've got a lot of hands in here monkeying and manipulating with these markets that make it almost impossible to do anything reasonable within them. But as the U.S. dollar index goes up, the Forex is impacted as well. So the Canadian dollar this morning bumps up just a little bit, up 25 basis points or 0.25%, yet trades at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso loses 20 basis points in the Forex market, trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro down another 45 basis points, trades at $1.26. The British pound off 82 basis points. That's a strong move downward in the British pound. I guess people are not liking the new government. Cameron seems like a reasonable fellow. We'll see what happens over there. But anyway, the British pound moves down 82 basis points or 0.82%, trades at $1.47. And the Swiss franc off 33 basis points, trades at 90 cents U.S. In the bond market, the two-year bond yield is at 0.86%, and the 10-year is at 3.55. That's a wide spread in there between the two-year and the 10-year, and that's causing a little bit of consternation in certain markets as well. The 30-year yield on bonded indebtedness is 4.46%. So if you're a bondman, well, there you go, Dorothy. In the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed mortgages, and this is, again, if you're buying mortgages, if you get a chance to take a mortgage on a house, definitely look at the amortization schedule between a 15-year mortgage and a 30-year mortgage. If you can at all afford a mortgage at these interest rates, you certainly should be able to. But if you can at all afford a mortgage, look to that 15-year mortgage. Get that debt out of your way as quickly as you possibly can. Who knows whether we can offer you another 15 years of safety and security. If you have to go to the mortgage market to get a loan to have a house over your a roof over your head, look at that 15-year mortgage. You'll be so thankful that you did. It costs you a little bit more each month. You got to tighten up your belt, but you'll get that mortgage paid off in 15 years as opposed to 30, and you will save yourself a gob and a bunch of interest. Why enrich the bankers, okay? So anyway, the 15-year mortgage this morning, the fixed rate moves down from 4.47% a month ago to 4.29%, and the 30-year fixed mortgage moves down from 5.17 to 5.01. Again, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen a reversal. The interest rates were going up and up and up and up. Now they're going back down and down and down, and that's good for the buyers. The outlook for the U.S. consumer spending is raised on jobs reports. The survey says, went up and looked at the jobs reports this morning. Unemployment reports went back for the last couple of weeks on Econo Day. I don't see anything to rejoice about. I don't see any real strong, improvements. But the spin meisters just continue. This article on Bloomberg by Bob Willis and Alex Tanzi. Once again, that's why we study this website. We found from the Harvard Business Review this idea of collaborative writing. And here we see it every single day now in the news. It's collaborative writing. No one wants to step up to the plate and write a document themselves. Nobody's writing their own analysis. It's all this team writing stuff. So we've got Bob Willis. He brings the pencils this morning. Alex Tanzi brought the notepad. And this is what they write. May 11th, Bloomberg. The U.S. economic recovery is taking on a life of its own. This is a little bit old news, but we'll use it anyway. The U.S. economic recovery is taking on a life of its own as more jobs, rising wealth, and easier credit give Americans the means to keep spending. Well, there you go. Spend on, consumers. Spend on.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we have returned once again, and we're going into this article off of Bloomberg, Outlook for U.S. Consumer Spending Raised on Jobs, a survey says. You know, I just hate to tell you, folks, the perception globally is that we're a bunch of, you know, consumers. This is a consumerist society. Well, you might be a consumer. I don't like to be considered a consumer. Yeah, I consume things, all right. I try and produce something from time to time as well. But I do need to eat. But I'm not out there buying all the cheap Chinese plastic crap, and I don't buy their line of garbage either. Here, back to this article, they're talking about the idea that rising wealth, more jobs, rising wealth, and easier credit give Americans the means to keep spending, according to economists surveyed by Bloomberg News. I mean, I'm asking you, do you know anybody that got a job recently that had been out of work? Did they get a better job than they had the last time around? Are they happy? Are they content? Are they paying their bills? Are they out there buying a new Mercedes-Benz, you know, the cabriolet that they talk about all the time? I don't know anybody that's doing that. I know people that are continuing to buy and sell cattle. Cow and the calf business seems to be continuing along. People do like to eat their hamburger. But I don't know anybody that's really just knocking it down the big aces, do you? The article continues. It says consumer purchases will grow at 3% annual pace in the second quarter. Okay, let's go ahead and have consumer purchases grow at a 3% annual pace. Have you done your little receipt tally yet? Have you figured out what the inflation is in groceries for you? How about the cost of gas, Dorothy? Is it up? Is it up less than 3%? Is it up more than 3%? How can you say that consumer purchases will grow at 3% annual pace in the second quarter unless you figure in the inflation rate? All right? The prices are going up and up and up. Doesn't mean anybody's buying any more. It just means that the cost of getting whatever little that they are getting is going up. So, yeah, it looks good on paper, but how does it feel to you? How does it feel in your checkbook? You see what I'm saying? All right, so let's continue. The strongest employment gain in 4 years signals the world's largest economy is evolving. There's that use of that word, evolving, away from dependence on government stimulus towards an enduring rebound. A dependence on government stimulus. I'm going to give you a little bit more of this government stimulus in a moment. But are you moving away from government stimulus? Seems to me like the census workers are still out and about harassing the people. Seems to me that people, lots of folks are still out there on extended unemployment benefits. Seems to me I've been hearing endless stories about the number of people that are on WIC and food stamps and so on and so forth. Government stimulus? Right. Didn't we just have another $1 trillion loaned into existence? Coming up anyway, it was a promise. It wasn't a payment. A promise to pay up to like $965 billion European stimulus. Is that economic growth? I don't think so. The strongest employment gain in 4 years? Strongest employment gain in 4 years? If you've had employment on a downturn for 4 years and you have one bump up, does that mean that you're off the rocky road? I don't think so. Everything is cranking up a notch, said Nariman Bararavish, chief economist at IHS Global Insight at Lexington, Massachusetts, who raised forecasts for spending and growth. Quote, once recoveries build up ahead of steam, they tend to become much more self-sustaining. 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 Evolution. Self-sustaining. These guys are just prophecy pimps. You know? Putting out the same talking points over and over and over again. Well, yeah, we could say that once recoveries build up ahead of steam, they would tend to be continuing. But are recoveries building up ahead of steam? Or is this just a whole bunch of gas? payrolls climbed by 290,000 workers in April. Yet we still have unemployment coming in at 440,000 new filings. So payrolls climbed by 290,000, but we lose 440,000 jobs. What's up with that? Unemployment forecast, unemployment will end the year at 9.4%. You know that's so ridiculously low that we shouldn't even use it in common parlance. Economists raised consumer spending forecasts for the entire survey horizon spanning through 2012. Consumer spending forecasts. We're not talking about production. We're not talking about factory jobs. We're talking about people buying. Buying cheap Chinese plastic wrap. Buying garments made in India, Bangladesh, Chile, you know, Brazil. The consumer is back in the game and employment growth is going to be strong this year, said Kurt Carl. Right. Well, that's enough of that. MasterCard, world's biggest electronic payments network, posted a first quarter profit that beat most analysts' estimate as it held down costs and spending rebounded. MasterCard. Self-sustaining. Sustainable development. Agenda 21. You're going to use that word in your own vocabulary, or are you going to reject it as I have? Read Agenda 21. If you can still stomach sustainable development, then you just keep right on using that word and that term, self-sustaining. Aye, aye. Stocks rallied around the world yesterday, sending the MSCI World Index up almost to the most in 13 months. Again, after the 16 euro nations agreed to lend as much as 750 billion euros or 962 billion to the most indebted countries to avert spillover from the Greek debt crisis, stocks rallied around the world. Bailouts, 962 billion. Do we need to go any further with this? I don't think so. Let's go over here, take a look at this one. Because it tells a little bit more of the story. This new news, well, this isn't new news either. I guess we're digging into an old basket. That's about the way I felt when I looked at the news this morning. I didn't see anything really worth reporting, so we're not going to spend much time on it. But this off of Bloomberg also, perfect quarter at the four U.S. banks shows the Fed-fueled revival. A Fed-fueled revival. Creating money out of nothing. Nothing but debt. Once again, collaborative writing, David Mildenberg and Don Kopecky. Boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, you bring the cookies, I bring the milk. Four of the largest U.S. banks, including Citigroup, Inc., racked up a perfect quarter in their trading businesses between January and March, underscoring how government support and less competition is fueling Wall Street's revival. Yeah, it's called Monopoly Builder, the Monopoly Man. Four largest U.S. banks got government support, weeded out competition, and this is supposed to fuel Wall Street's revival, right? Go into this whole article. Bank of America Corp., J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, the first, second, and fifth biggest U.S. banks by asset. It also got to talk about Wells Fargo in here. The first, second, and fifth biggest U.S. banks by assets all said in regulatory filings that they had 0 days of trading losses in the first quarters. They had 0 days of trading losses in the first quarter. How are you doing financially, America? How are you doing? These parasitical pukes sucking the lifeblood out of the people. The trading profits of the street is just another way of measuring the subsidy the Fed is giving to the banks, said Christopher Whalen, managing director of Torrance, California-based Institution Risk Analytics. It's a transfer from savers to banks. Redistribution of wealth among countries, between countries, within countries, but certainly it's a pillaging of Main Street by Wall Street, concentrating more and more power in fewer hands in conjunction with the Federal Reserve. We need to talk about that. Maybe we should. Let's go over here, get rid of that article. U.S. prosecutors probe, get rid of that. Some Viagra thing jumped up on top of me. Get out of here. Okay. May 13th, Bloomberg. Well, we'll have to pick up this one on the other side. U.S. prosecutors probe mortgage deals. And we'll be on that one like flies on the wall right after this.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again looking at this U.S. prosecutor's SEC probe mortgage deals. The WSJ says, update two, Chris Peterson, Juice Ackermans is another one, team writing. This is getting a little bit old. Almost wish I hadn't read the article, but that's what they're teaching in Harvard, darling. That's what Elena Kagan is teaching in Harvard, darling. Now she's going to be teaching us all. She's a real bridge builder, isn't she? U.S. prosecutors and the Securities and Exchange Commission are cooperating in a preliminary criminal probe into whether banks misled investors about their participation in mortgage bond deals, the Wall Street Journal said, citing a person familiar with the matter. Chicken wimp that's hiding behind a curtain there. J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, Deutsche Bank AG, UBS AG, and Citigroup Inc. have received civil subpoenas from the SEC, the newspaper said today. Goldman Sachs Group Inc. and Morgan Stanley are already being investigated under similar preliminary criminal scrutiny, the Journal said. Separately, New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is probing 8 firms over whether they misled rating companies, the New York Times said. Of course, the New York Times doesn't say anything, but I guess the paper said that, but somebody wrote those words. Wonder who wrote those words. Wall Street firms are facing scrutiny from prosecutors and lawmakers over whether they improperly sold collateralized debt obligations, or CDOs, linked to the subprime mortgages that caused the credit crisis. Goldman Sachs is contesting a lawsuit from the SEC, which alleges the firm misled investors about a mortgage-linked security in 2007. Prosecutors so far are gathering evidence and haven't issued criminal subpoenas or determined the outlines of any potential case, according to the Journal. Now, this is kind of an eyebrow raiser. At least it was for me. Maybe it will be for you also. To win a criminal case, the prosecutors would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a firm or its employees intentionally misled investors, it reported. Seems to be a bit of a double standard, doesn't it? You know, the courts today don't have to prove, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt that you're guilty. They start with that as a premise. They just presume that you're guilty, and then you have to fight like all get out to prove that you're innocent. But that's not what's going down here. These guys are getting the pass. They're getting the pass. This is Band-Aids. This is panacea time. This is more cake for the masses. Interesting stuff. Let's see what we got over here. Jump into this one. Now, I'll just say a little bit about this. This is another article. It's kind of a really sad story. There really is no reason for this. I'd like to know what's going on here. Doesn't make any sense to me. But you've probably heard about this Airbus aircraft that crashed in Africa. Here's the story off Bloomberg. Again, an Ala Shahini and a Steve Rothwell. Somebody's going to have to gut up, man. I want to see a single author writing these things. Collaborative writing is going to get old. Airbus experts join probe into a Libyan air crash that killed 103. May 13th, new news. Airbus SAS accident investors arrived in Libya to help probe yesterday's crash of an A330 aircraft that killed all but one of the 104 people on board. The five, they're still not sure who the little boy is. The five experts will visit the scene of the impact in Tripoli and examine the plane's black box voice and flight data recorders, which have been recovered from the wreckage. You couldn't find that at 9/11. Couldn't find it in Pennsylvania either. Couldn't find it at the Pentagon, but they picked this one up right off the bat. Kind of an unusual twist, though. Because Airbus is not doing too good with these A330s. This is the second one that we're having problems with. The five experts, again, visit the scene. They're going to find these, they're going to look at these black boxes and look at the wreckage. The Afriqiya Airways, should have hired a public relations firm to come up with a more interesting name than that. Afriqiya Airways. Jetliner came down short of the runway. That's a tough one to figure out, coming down short of the runway. Sometimes you're coming down short of the runway, you're running over the top of towers and all kinds of other things. Coming down short of a runway, even visually, is kind of hard to imagine doing that. You might overshoot a runway and land late. You might run off the other end, weren't able to get your brakes and reverse the engines. But coming down short of the runway... You wouldn't think that somebody flying an A330 would bring it down before he got over the runway. I mean, there's hundreds of feet sometimes of what you could consider to be pre-runway before the first paint stripes come up. Everybody that's flown an airplane remembers that. The weather was basically good. The airport has a long runway with which the pilots were familiar, so it's not clear what went wrong, said David Learmont, a former UK Royal Air Force pilot and air safety editor at Flight International. Quote, it seems likely that human factors were involved, but whether there were also technical issues, we just don't know yet. That's a big question mark. Certainly a big question mark in my mind. You know, you could land and have a landing gear on one side of the aircraft, you know, break or fail to deploy properly, and all the warning devices didn't let the pilots know. And it goes cartwheeling down the runway or something, but landing, coming down, touchdown before the runway. I mean, it defies any kind of pilot training at all. The twin engine plane was carrying 93 passengers. Of those identified so far, 58 were Dutch, 6 South Africans, 2 Libyans, 2 British, 2 Austrians, 1 German, and 1 Zimbabwean. 19 victims have not yet been identified. It's been a pretty nasty accident. Libyan Transportation Minister Mohammed Zaidan said yesterday the passengers also came from Finland, France, and the Philippines, according to the official JANA news agency. Sole survivor of the crash is a Dutch boy who's being treated for fractures at a hospital in Tripoli. Certainly hope he survives. I certainly do. The wide-body Airbus, powered by engines from General Electric, first flew only on August the 12th. This is a new aircraft. It was delivered new to Afrique Airways on September the 8th, according to UK aviation consultants Ascend Worldwide Limited. Quote, there are investigations going on. We're fully supportive to these investigations, close quote, Airbus spokesman Shafrath said. Since we built the plane, we're experts at assessing the debris and evaluating the flight data. Air France crash, remember this one? We talked about this. Air France A330, same kind of aircraft, crashed into the Atlantic on June the 1st while en route from Rio de Janeiro to Paris, killing all 228 people on board. Maybe there's a link here. I don't know. I guess we'd have to see a passenger list, a boarding list. Who was on board this flight in Africa? Who are some of these people? Who is important? Are we going to find a king or a queen listed here? Are we going to find a whistleblower in this list? Are we going to find an unpopular politician in this list? I don't know, but this accident just doesn't ring right with me. Here's something else that doesn't ring right with me. Back to the Gulf oil spill just for a few minutes. Gulf spill boosts BP, Transocean debt costs, credit markets. New news, Bloomberg. Energy companies' borrowing costs are rising at fastest pace in 17 months after an oil rig leased by BP PLC exploded, killing 11 people. Notice the price of crude plummeting, down $1.32 at $74.33. I wonder how many people are getting out of the energy portion of their stock portfolios. People are trying to distance themselves. You know, the trouble doesn't really reach down into the shareholders. That's one of the advantages of corporations. But nevertheless, the profits for BP should be heavily impacted by this, if there's any justice at all in the world. But energy companies, again, borrowing costs are rising. The greater the risk, the greater the cost, right? The extra yield investors demand to hold energy company bonds instead of benchmark government securities jumped 32 basis points since April the 28th, the biggest two-week increase since the period ended on December the 4th. Borrowing costs are rising as estimates of the cleanup reached $12.5 billion, with BP, Europe's largest oil and gas company, on the hook for $8 billion. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why, if the cleanup estimates are at $12.5 billion and Barry the usurper came out publicly and said that BP was going to be the responsible party here, how come we've got another $4.5 billion on top of the hook of $8 billion that BP is liable for? All right? Keep your eyes on this. I brought this up to your attention right straight away. First day, day one. You watch. People of the United States of America are going to be picking up subsidizing BP here. Why? Why is BP inside of our coastal zone drilling oil on our shelf, our continental shelf, in the first place? If they didn't feel like they owned it, right? Here's another interesting quote. This whole thing is a monster that's going to take years to resolve, said David Kotok. And it certainly is that. It's a monster. It's going to take years to resolve. We'll be right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now, as many of you realize, I am a very kind of almost fanatical listener to talk radio. I appreciate your listening this morning. I enjoy listening to it myself, and I go all around and about. You know, I like the shortwave radio hosts. I like the internet radio hosts, and I've been listening around. There have been quite a few callers, not dozens, but several, that have called in on various broadcasts. And, you know, in regards to this BP oil spill, they're looking at, let's remember the people. Let's remember the people, and I agree with that. I certainly do. I don't want to seem callous here, but at the same time, I'm looking at culpability, all right? I'm tired of having to pay the truck every time one of these monopolists, their expectations for profits don't meet the street, and so they come looking to us for handouts, all right? I'm tired of that, aren't you? I certainly am. Went up on the White House .gov website this morning after reading that previous article. To the White House blog, this is what I found there. Legislation to continue to protect the Gulf. This was posted by Carol Browner on May the 12th yesterday. Looks like in the evening, 7:51 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Deepwater Horizon BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is a massive and potentially unprecedented environmental disaster, period. That's a pretty powerful opening statement. I'll say it again. The Deepwater Horizon BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is a massive and potentially unprecedented environmental disaster, while Macondo gently weeps. 5,000 gallons a day, barrels a day. You notice how quickly they jump back to that 5,000 barrels a day. Some of the news article, the reporters were reporting it expressed in gallons. Why? Well, because the average American doesn't know how many gallons are in a barrel of oil, for one. You all do, 42 gallons. Every morning we talk about it. Crude oil. down $1.32 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma, as I love to say, at $74.32 a barrel. What's a barrel? 42. So just multiply your 42 times 5,000. You know, you're looking at 220,000, right? Something like that, 220, whatever it is, 30,000 gallons a day, if their estimate is accurate, dumped into the Gulf of Mexico, circulating around, go up on the other websites, go up to the Environmental Protection Agency's websites, get some aerial views, your Google Maps, your Google views, you know, what do they call that stuff? Google Earth, all right? Look at how big this spill is. Think about also that they're putting in these dispersants, all right? The dispersants may make it more and more difficult for us to actually see the blackness of the spill. But what does a dispersant do? It's not a little vacuum scrubber. It's not a little rubber scrubber thing that they see that, you know, your advertisement about something in your toilet bowl. No, it's not a little rubber scrubber gubber. It's a dispersant, dispersement. It disperses it, all right? It diffuses it. It breaks up the oil globules and surrounds it by more water, all right? Anyway, I don't know how all that stuff works chemically, but it doesn't get rid of the oil. It just, it's like a Band-Aid again. Continuing from this blog, White House blog, its implications could be devastating in the damages it could impose on the region's economy and in terms of the scars it will impress upon the Gulf state's ecology. You know, ecology, that's a real specious science. You know, environment, that's a word we can use with a certain amount of confidence. But ecology is a belief. It's this green belief. It's this green theology. Ecology and theology work so well together, don't they? But for the citizens of the Gulf, the BP oil spill has jeopardized the livelihoods of thousands of Americans who live throughout the region and participate in the far-reaching exchange of its industries. And there's truth in that statement. The president has been clear from the beginning. Haven't you heard him say that time and time again in front of the teleprompters, in the front of the people? Let me be perfectly clear. And that's like kind of going back to Ronnie Reagan's, the great communitarian. The president has been clear from the beginning. He's been clear, all right. I saw through him while he was still running for office. That's the transparency I could see in the Kenyan mulatto. Used to blog about him as being a Neapolitan president, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. A strawberry red stripe right up his spine, oh so strawberry commie red spine. Anyway, the president has been clear, transparent, you know, perestroika, same word. Mikhail Gorbachev, Green Cross. The president has been clear from the beginning, his administration will not rest until the leak is contained and cleaned up. All right. What are they doing today? They're not going to rest until the leak is contained and cleaned up. What are they doing today? Well, let me tell you what they're doing today. And we will aggressively pursue full compensation for damages from BP and other responsible parties. We will aggressively pursue full compensation for damages from BP. That is why this morning, the president sent a legislative package to Congress that will enable BP oil spill response to continue expeditiously, speed assistance to the people affected by the spill, and strengthen and update the spill liability system, to better address catastrophic events. And while the president's proposal will ask for additional funds, in some cases, the federal government and will not relent in pursuing full compensation for the expenses it has incurred and for damages caused by the spill. We're going to start to see where some of these expenses are going to come in. We're going to start to see how difficult it's going to be to keep this ledger sheet up to speed. The Gulf Coast is one of the planet's richest and most precious ecosystems. Its richness comes not just from its economic importance, but also from its refuge to this nation's natural wealth. Our coral reefs, seashores, and unique wildlife that have drawn millions of tourists to the region and supported a vibrant commercial and recreational fishery over generations. We'll continue to do everything in our power to protect this treasure, to rebuild what has been destroyed, and to seek compensation from those responsible. Now, they ask you to see more. Go to the fact sheet. So we did. And this is part of that package. All right, here's this little package. Going to be rather interesting as we go through some of this. Try and keep in mind that we're going to have to try and get a bill, you know, present a bill for payment here someplace. White House Office of the Press Secretary, May the 12th, 2010, for immediate release. Fact sheet, Deepwater Horizon oil spill legislative package. And then it goes on and it reiterates the sob story. And then it ends with this, a robust response. This is the robust response after they gave you all the background about the oil response, blah, blah, blah. Immediate funding. The bill would permit the Coast Guard to obtain one or more advances up to $100 million each from the principal fund within the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund to underwrite federal response activities taken in connection with the discharge of that of oil that began in 2010 in connection with the explosion on and sinking of the mobile offshore drilling unit Deepwater Horizon. All right. So there's going to be, or there has been, a principal fund set up, the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund. All right, so we should be able to find somewhere on the Internet the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund, and that would be the title at the top of our ledger sheet, okay? Let's go through it a little bit further. Food safety. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, operates a safety program for all fish and fishery products under the provisions of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, the Public Health Service Act, and related regulations. The FDA program includes research, inspection, laboratory analysis, compliance enforcement, and outreach. The bill would provide $2 million to the FDA to monitor and respond to the environmental impact of the oil on seafood fish from the Gulf and surrounding areas. These efforts could include, but are not limited to, testing and deploying technology to speed the analysis of seafood samples for contamination that could harm consumers. Sounds logical, doesn't it? $2 million to the federal government. Any money there going to the people? I don't think so. Any money there going to the environment? Not a chance. Monitoring and improving offshore oil exploration. Next phase. The legislation will provide $29 million for the Secretary of the Interior. That would be Ken Salazar and the boys over at the Mineral Management System or Service. For what? For additional inspections, enforcement, studies, and other activities that are outside of those recoverable from the responsible parties or the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund. $29 million created out of thin air, not paid for by BP. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Mondays through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Call-in numbers remain throughout the broadcast in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance access, at 512-904-8014. You can also choose option two and take Oracle with you on your mobile device, and or from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. In the first hour, we went into a big bag of news. We're going to continue that now, but we're focusing on this legislation that's coming out of the Barry the Usurper's administration in regard to the Deepwater Horizon oil spill legislative package. This has been sent to Congress today. All right? I've been hearing all about it. Let's just jump back into the opening statement here on this fact sheet. The Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is a massive and potentially unprecedented environmental disaster, which can seriously damage the economy and the environment of our Gulf states. And That's a repetition from the earlier statement. From the beginning, the president has been clear. Yeah, we talked about that in the last hour, that this administration will not rest until this leak is contained and cleaned up. We will aggressively pursue full compensation for damages from BP and other responsible parties. And that is why the president today sent Congress a legislative package that will enable the Deepwater Horizon oil spill response to continue expeditiously, speed assistance to people affected by this spill, and strengthen and update the oil spill liability system to better address catastrophic events. Now we're going to strengthen and update the oil spill liability system. This is going to come out of your pockets, my friends. While we're asking for additional funds in some cases, there's a frank admission. The federal government will not relent in pursuing full compensation from the responsible parties for the expenses it has incurred and for the damage caused by the spill. Let's follow this very carefully. I want to see what the bottom line is, if there is a bottom line. How much would BP have to pay the world for destroying the oceans if the worst case scenario unfolds anyway? The planet, British Petroleum, owes the planet everything. Continuing, dropping down, we found a little bit about immediate funding, food safety, discussing that, monitoring and improving offshore oil exploration. Again, the legislation will provide $29 million for the Secretary of the Interior for additional inspections, enforcement, studies, and other activities that are outside of those recoverable from the responsible parties. Frank admission, and $29 million has just been thrown on the table. Comes out of the burden of the taxpayer, right? Loaned into existence, created into lent into existence, bonded indebtedness by the Federal Reserve to the U.S. corporation. Environmental studies. The legislation would also provide funding to the Environmental Protection Agency, $2 million, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, $5 million. This is creating jobs for government, right? For various environmental studies that improve the federal response to the spill. That improve the federal response to the spill. Studies that improve the federal response to the spill. $7 million. Interior. Inside money. All right? This is the Get America Back to Work Act, right? Assistance to affected individuals and businesses. Now listen carefully. Listen for the money that's missing. Here's the assistance to affected individuals and businesses. By the way, this isn't underlined. The legislation enables the federal government to speed assistance in the event that the spill gets worse and if the responsible parties are not paying claims to affected individuals quickly and fairly. I didn't hear any money mentioned there, did you?
I'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Thursday, May the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, originating from the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, now being picked up by some of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters. Again, thank you so much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our telephone call-in number is always 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Back to this discussion here. This legislative fact sheet that was sent out in regards to the BP oil spill by the usurper's administration, I'd like to know how many hours, how much manpower, how much money was invested in preparing this document. I didn't notice a bill that comes along with this. Are we going to send a bill to BP for the production of this document? This didn't come for free. All right. This is going to be sent over to Congress Congress is going to have to start looking at this. This is going to Congress and the committees are going to have to defer from considering other items while they consider this. If you think Congress comes for free, you haven't looked at their pay stubs lately. Anyway, I don't imagine that BP is going to pick up the tab for the time spent in Congress either, and all of their committees and all of their aides and all of the telephone expenses when they constituents call in, and how about all the franking expenses for sending mail back and forth between Washington, D.C. and the Gulf and all of the other places around the world, and how much are the sponsors having to pay on radio and television broadcasts all over the world to discuss this? Is this bill going to be sent on to BP too, or are they just going to get a ride? I think they're going to get a ride. After all, it's just a ride, right? Monitoring and improving the offshore oil exploration, environmental studies. We talked about that. Legislation providing funding also to the EPA for $2 million and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, for $5 million for various environmental studies that improve the federal response to the spill. All right, but now let's look at the people. You know, here's the people. Oil spill unemployment assistance. This proposal would create a new program of unemployment assistance to workers who are unemployed as a result of a spill of national significance. The program is modeled after the Disaster Unemployment Assistance Program, a new program being created here, and if activated, it would provide up to 26 weeks of benefits to the self-employed as well as other workers ineligible for regular unemployment compensation. This includes self-employed workers, which is particularly important to the commercial and charter fishermen along the Gulf Coast who may lose wages because of the spill. Benefit levels are to be determined by state law. So now we've got the state involved in this. You've got the unemployment offices involved in this. The unemployment person, the staff, the clerical people, and all of that are going to have to take time out of their day to deal with this. Are they going to be asked to keep a separate time card for this? All of the money that's related to this is coming out of taxes, state taxes, local taxes, underwriting this for BP. Or are we going to send them a bill for this? Nutrition assistance? This proposal would enable those impacted by a spill of national significance who might not ordinarily qualify for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, you know, like ginger snaps, to become eligible for the program. Programs, mommy state, sucking on the teat. People who are already participating in the regular SNAP may be eligible for additional benefits as well. In addition, certification is streamlined in both terms of a fewer eligibility factors and reduced procedural requirements. Disaster benefits are provided like regular program benefits through an electronics benefits transfer, an EBT card, that can be used at authorized food retailers to buy food. Somebody has to make the cards. Somebody's going to have to take the time at the grocery to process that. Are these costs going to be handed off to BP, or are we just, the people, just going to take it in the shorts once again? In addition, the proposal would enable the Department of Agriculture to provide food directly to states to distribute to those who are in need. All right? We're going to keep track of that. All the pounds of cheese, all the gallons of milk, all the loaves of white bread, nutritionally valueless white bread. These include a variety of canned and frozen products, including fruits, vegetables, and meats. All right, are we going to keep that up on the tote board there? Put that up on our ledger sheet. Employment assistance. This proposal would temporarily expand the services capacity of the Workforce Investment Act training and employment programs at the state and local levels by providing funding assistance in response to large, unexpected economic events which would cause significant job losses. These funds can provide resources to states and local workforce investments. You notice they're not giving any numbers here. They're not laying out any numbers here. This is an open-ended checkbook. This is a checkbook that will be borne by the people, not by British Petroleum. Take that to the bank. These funds can provide resources to states and local workforce investment boards to quickly reemploy laid-off workers by offering training to increase occupational skills. Will that be a cost laid at the feet of British Petroleum? or is this just going to be an increased expense to the people of the United States? One-stop assistance? In order to help those impacted by the oil spill get claims and benefits quickly, the legislation provides states with additional help, additional help, additional help. Anytime people put their hands out for unearned grants in aid, those shekels, they always come with the shackles of control clamped on. But the legislation provides states with additional help, that's money, to provide one-stop services for those affected by the oil spill, including filing claims with BP. Including filing claims with BP. So you sit down and you've got somebody that's helping you to fill out your claims. That person is going to have employment. You know, they're going to be paid, aren't they? How about the claim itself? How about the claim form? Filing unemployment insurance and oil spill unemployment assistance claims. Assessing job placement, training and workforce services, assessing SNAP, child care, and other social service benefits, applying for the SBA disaster loans. States will be able to use this money to deliver these services through through phone, staffed locations, assistance centers, mobile facilities, or electronic means. This approach builds on an existing infrastructure of one-stop career centers and ensures that the same suite of services is available at other locations, such as social services offices. Does this sound like a new branch of government being created? To you? Help for communities? Economic recovery? In order to assist communities impacted by the oil spill, the package includes $5 million for the Economic Development Administration's Economic Adjustment Assistance Program. $5 million. This program will award grants to states, local, and nonprofit entities in the affected region for strategic planning and technical assistance. Does it sound like anybody on the street's going to get any of that money? Don't count on it. Potential activities to be funded included but are not limited to short and long-term economic recovery plans and state and local economic recovery coordinators. Let's build an institution, folks. Let's build another branch of government.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Oh, yeah. Well, Makonda gently weeps, my friends. The oil well just continues to spill it out and spill it out and spill it out and spill it out. But as we go through this, keep in mind as well, the BP had a $605 billion first quarter profit. They were paying $500,000 a week to rent or lease this Deepwater Horizon, or excuse me, a month. Or was it a week? I think it was a week. $500,000 bucks. No, it must have been a month. Not sure on that. Memory's starting to fade on me. Anywho, back into this. Fisheries disaster. Again, the Secretary of Commerce has the authority. I'm reading right off WhiteHouse.gov here, the press office, a fact sheet, Deepwater Horizon oil spill, the legislative package. All right, this is going off to Congress today, apparently. Maybe it went out yesterday. I don't think so. I think it's going out today. Fisheries disaster. Secretary of Commerce has the authority to declare a fisheries disaster, but doing so does not automatically provide any funds to compensate fishermen for their lost earnings. And underline that. A congressional appropriation is necessary for such compensation to occur. A congressional appropriation? What happens every time Congress appropriates funds? Where do those funds come from? Who is enriched by that process as the United States becomes more and more and more indebted? Who are they indebted to? Take out your dollar bill and look at the very top there. What does it say at the top? Federal Reserve Note, right? We went through all of this with the authors, Robert P. McDonald and Ronald Rowan and Robert P. McDonald. They own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. Who wins here? Who profits? You know, cui bono? Who profits? Who gains? Obviously, the Federal Reserve banking cartel. Obviously, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Merrill Lynch. And oh, Merrill Lynch is gone. I think they went out the door with Lehman Brothers. No, it was Wells Fargo Bank. Who else is going to profit? Citigroup? Who profits? London Bullion Market Association, maybe? All the banks involved in that? Who profits here? When money is created out of nothing and loaned into existence at interest, who profits? Do we profit? I don't think so. Again, congressional appropriation is necessary for such compensation to occur. Are we going to get paid back for our interest on those compensations? The administration requests $15 million in appropriations to provide compensation as an effective backstop authority to guarantee the two out-of-work fishermen that they will be compensated for their losses in the event of a declared fisheries disaster. The administration will continue to work to ensure that the responsible parties make every effort to compensate those harmed by this oil spill and will only tap into these resources as a last resort. Have you ever known a box of cash any place in Washington, D.C. that wasn't depleted as soon as it was filled? And then they lock the box so that you don't know there's anything, nothing in it, right? All right, well, let's continue. I think that this whole mess really deserves our full attention. Continuing, the SBA loans, Small Business Administration loans. On May the 6th, 2010, the Small Business Administration began making low-interest loans with generous forbearance options available to Louisiana Gulf Coast businessmen suffering financial losses following the oil spill that shut down commercial and recreational fishing along the state's southeast coast. Who profits? All of the members of the Federal Reserve banking system. All those FDIC-insured banks, all part of that process, that clearinghouse. That's who profits. As soon as you have a loan, you take out a loan and you sign on the bottom line, you create that money out of thin air. And then the bank can turn around, put it on their balance sheet, and through the miracle of fractional reserve banking, the banks can loan out more and more and more on it. They bundle up all of these loans into packages and they send them out, and then Goldman Sachs buys them all up, and John Paulson gets into the deal, and they send it all off as what? Credit default swaps? My God, what a mess. Here's some more. Protecting taxpayers and holding the oil companies responsible. Now, see, they've changed the terms. They've changed the terms. Barry the Usurper said on day one that he was going to hold BP accountable. Now they're using the word responsible. We all know who the responsible parties are. What we're interested in is accountability, not responsibility. There's a difference. Take out your dictionaries, find out about it. But in previous broadcasts, we went through this Economics 101. We found out a little bit about bookkeeping and general accounting principles, even at the most basic levels. Ensuring BP is compensating people affected by the spill. This is what the government's going to do for you. The administration's proposal enables the president to trigger and mobilize, in partnership with states, new forms of assistance, such as unemployment and nutrition aid, if the claims process established by the Oil Pollution Act is not sufficient to meet the needs of affected individuals. That really holds BP's feet to the fire, doesn't it? All right, raising the liability caps to deal more generally with the harms created by oil spills, as well as to toughen and update these laws. The bill would, for any single incident, raise the statutory expenditure limitation for the oil liability trust fund from $1 billion to $1.5 billion. That doesn't help anybody. This is looking into the future. This has nothing to do with while Macondo gently weeps. This is future claims on future spills. Drop down a little further here. Increasing the excise tax that funds the oil spill liability trust fund. An excise tax that funds the oil spill liability trust fund. I thought BP was going to fund the oil spill liability trust fund. Well, I guess it'll be a new tax. The administration proposes to increase the tax that oil companies, notice the plurality here, that oil companies pay to finance the oil spill liability trust fund. That's probably going to be reflected, most likely, if corporations follow their standard operating procedures, their modus operandi. You'll find that at the gas pump. And guess who's going to pay that bill? Why, you will, of course. But it's going to increase it from 8 cents per barrel to 40, which they say per 42 gallons. Thanks for the confirmation there, folks. To 9 cents per barrel starting this year. They're going to jack it up one penny per barrel. Of course, there's 5,000 barrels a day leaking from Macondo. This increase in the oil spill liability tax moves forward a planned increase in 2017 of 1 cent per barrel and sets a tax of 10 cents per barrel starting in 2017 to make sure there is long-term industry financing for the trust fund. What has that got to do with the people in the Gulf of Mexico today and their special needs? Nothing. Nada. Doesn't start until 2017. 7 years from now, promoting program integrity and ensuring aid dollars are spent well. The unprecedented nature of this oil spill requires a rapid and comprehensive approach to supporting individuals, truth in that, families and businessmen, also true. even while they pursue claims against the responsible parties. Have the auto dealers been paid now yet for their Cash for Clunkers program? Maybe they have, maybe they haven't, I don't know. But are we going to be pursuing claims against the responsible parties? You don't need to pursue a claim. What you need to have is a loaf of bread and a can of sardines, my friend. You know, it'd be part of a class action lawsuit. Do you have the money to and the knowledge to go with that? Or are you going to be sitting there on the dock watching the sunset, wondering where the next dollar is going to come from? We'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so while Macondo gently weeps and our government does a lot of the things that they do often best, which is nothing, they're putting together this legislative package of aid for the people all around the Gulf Coast. But, it, you know, it's bigger than that. It's so much bigger than that. But here, this is what they say. Promoting program integrity, ensuring aid dollars are spent well. The unprecedented nature of this oil spill requires a rapid and comprehensive approach to supporting individuals, families, and businesses, even while they pursue claims against the responsible parties. Even while they pursue claims. How long will that pursuit persist? How long will it take before some kind of compensations start to flow out? How much of this is going to be taken up by the attorneys, all of the ambulance chasers? How much of this is going to be lost in bureaucratic expenditures, administrative costs, overhead, rent, pensions, etc., etc.? First, the Department of Labor will work closely with state unemployment offices and the responsible parties to cross-check payments for lost wages as a result of the spill. To cross-check. It didn't say to compensate for you. It said to cross-check. Let's continue. The responsible parties will be required to reimburse the government for unemployment wages paid to the individual while the individual's claim is being processed. Your unemployment. Not the windfall profits that a fisherman might earn if he gets a wildly successful catch. No, you'll get compensated perhaps for your unemployment, right? Similarly, oil spill unemployment wages will be adjusted for payments in the event that the individual's claim has previously been paid. What's that supposed to mean? And we will ensure that individuals who apply for oil spill unemployment wages file a claim with the responsible parties for lost wages. We'll ensure that people file a claim. Doesn't say that you're going to get anything out of that. Second, as a result of the oil spill, some households may experience an adverse impact due to a general deterioration of their economic conditions, and that's a lot of truth there. But these households will be provided an opportunity to apply for supplemental nutrition assistance and commodity distribution. Supplemental nutrition assistance and commodity distribution. They're going to go to the big cheese wheel in Wisconsin and slice off a piece of the cheese wheel and wrap it in cellophane, and you'll have it at the counter of your nutritional assistance office at the commodities distribution. You'll have a chance to eat old Twinkies and Ho-Hos, stale bread, moldy vegetables as they distribute commodities in the commodities program. Payments to these households will be charged to the responsible parties, plus all of the overrides for the government, no doubt. Both benefit programs will be administered by state agencies and offices using criteria for other disasters. And again, are we going to follow up all of the expense borne by you, the taxpayer, for all of this office keeping and hand it to BP? It should be noted that these programs will be initiated only in the event of a request from the affected state and a finding by the secretary of the requisite agency that there has been a significantly adverse impact. Environmental impact statement wasn't requested by Ken Salazar and the Minerals Management Services of the Department of Interior. That environmental impact statement wasn't required of BP, but there will be plenty of these impact adverse. We'll have to prove all of the impacts and adverse claims, each and every person. It's not just somebody, my friends, that they're going to have their fishing boat in the harbor. Then there's Jane. She works over at the cafe. She slings hash. And then there's Joan. She's a haircutter and a hairdresser. And then there's all the babysitters that won't have jobs. And then there's all of the Montessori schools and the private schools that won't have students because mom and dad are on public assistance. They're no longer gainfully self-employed. The multiplier effect is going to be huge. There's nothing in here about the environmental recovery. There's nothing in here about cleaning up the ocean. There's nothing in here about cleaning up the seabed. There's nothing in here about cleaning up the beaches. Nothing. This is what your government's doing for you. Are you sick and tired of this yet? Are you willing to become vocal local? Are you willing to start right where you are today to start turning the tide on this one? If not, 2010 elections are going to come and go, and you'll get the same kind of government you got in Washington and in your state house and in your county house on the day after the elections as you have today. because most of the incumbents will be returned to office. Mark my words. I'll be looking forward to your phone calls if I'm wrong right after the election cycle completes. If you don't do anything, you're going to get the same shtick you've been given all of this time. We started talking a little bit about John Locke. Before I go into that, I do want to respond to our caller's request for information at the last moments of yesterday's broadcast. Do I have a bibliography? Is there a list of books that I could recommend that you read? Not really. As I tried to shoehorn in right before the bumper music began rolling, is that all of the books that I have in my possession have come to me at various times from various sources and places, that had I ever sat down and tried to think, where would I read, where would I go? It would be mystify me that I have such a colloquy of books, such a collection. Basically, certain things have triggered inquiries, and those inquiries have triggered certain research. And as I've shared numerous times, I spend a lot of time with my nose in encyclopedias because I value encyclopedias for the breadth of the discovery that's available there. Also, a quality set of encyclopedias, they terminate each of the various articles with either bibliography material, references that the author used in that article, or other places that you can go see. It's like hot links in a Wikipedia article. It shows all those hot links. You read about an individual in an article or in a news or in a book, and because of the impact of that individual at that particular time in that particular book, you get the idea that you'd like to look into that individual. You know, like Seward, for instance, or Walter Hickel, or Ken Salazar in the modern period. And so those little studies just came on. But a lot of times, many of the books that have come to me, they've just, the spines of the books or their covers have just almost called out to me when I was at a flea market or at an estate auction or in a used bookstore. The books just almost leap off the shelf into my hands, and then I find myself reading something that contains the information that I needed at that precise time. Some people talk about the law of attraction. There is something to that. When you're seeking something, if you're constantly seeking the truth and to be led into all truth and to be kept from error, things just come in to fill that gap up. So no, I really couldn't and wouldn't write up a list of bibliography of all the books, because your journey is going to be different than the one that I've embarked on. I think that we're led into certain discoveries. And the path that I've taken doesn't necessarily produce, you know, a really fantastic result. Produces a result that I understand things that I never comprehended when I was younger. But it might not be the place that you personally need to go. What's needed right now more than anything else are new ideas and new discoveries. So as I've said many times on the broadcast, we very carefully research the history, the past. We visualize where we need to go in the very near future. And then we find ourselves always in the present, falling forward into the future. And there are some people out there in the audience today that are just embarking upon their quest for learning and knowledge. There are the others who have been on the journey for a long time. Each of us can bring something to the table. And so I'm not here necessarily to tell you what to read or what to think, but just to encourage you to do both, that, to read and do think, or follow the process that I like. When something comes to my mind, I start in the dictionary. Start with an understanding of the very basic words. Start out with an understanding of the words. And then from the words, from the dictionary, I like to go to the encyclopedias. That doesn't mean that you need to do that. And with the internet, you can certainly start out with a dictionary and then go to a Wikipedia or the browser. And then let that take you to the books, to the text, to the authors and the writers. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my, how the time just slides away on these broadcasts. I had so much on the plate for today, and we're just coming into the last segment of the 2 hours period. So we'll just have to curtail some of where I wanted to go, and I'll just continue along the thread that we picked up before the break. This idea about actually just allowing your quest, if you will, to pull you along. The idea of seeking truth, you know, well, I don't know, some of you don't pray, and perhaps some of you never have, and perhaps some of you never will, and have no interest in it. But for people who do pray, even if it's just an affirmation, but a prayer, to pray on a regular basis, to be led into all truth and to be kept from error, whether it's to the creator of the universe or to one of the denominationals, you know, whether you're praying to Jesus or whatever you pray to, okay, whatever you hold in the foremost of your mind, there's a lot of power in prayer because it's a focusing, it's a concentration of your mind. And we should talk a little bit more, and perhaps we will again tomorrow, about John Locke and his understandings of knowledge and reality. some of the information that was available in the and in the minds of our own founders of this country. Lots of very, very interesting stuff going on there. But his idea of praying, if you will, humbling yourself, getting past your own ego and self-presence, and allowing the spiritual nature of yourself to work its work. And so if you're praying to be led into all truth and kept from error, which has been my quest for decades, I don't like to be in error. It really grieves me when I make mistakes, especially mental error. I don't like to base things on error. I've read too much Aristotle. Such as you begin in error, you cannot help but to end badly. You make up your mind and you take courses of actions that were based on faulty research, and later you pay the price. You know, you talk about hell on earth. It's right between your ears. You beat yourself up over and over and over and over endlessly until the last day on the planet. But in this process, certain things come along. You're looking for truth all the time. And then key words start to creep in. You know, every day, and my broadcast opens the same way. I know it's tiresome for some of you, but it's also very expeditious. I'm always trying and seeking to develop systems for freedom. By using the same outline each day for the broadcast to open, I'm able to get out a whole bunch of material in that first otherwise useless little 5-minute segment. I can give you all the contact information that you need to have. I don't have a website up, and give it to you on a regular basis. But I'm also laying out concepts in this show open, concepts that I am studying in my own research, and I would encourage you to do so yourself. The idea that there's a revolution in the air. What's that all about? The idea about good news. Is there any good news? Is it just news? We talk about that. Hard facts. Workable solutions. What's that all about? Workable solutions. The idea of the pursuit of happiness. What is that all about? It's huge. The idea of philosophical radicalism. It invokes so much study. Months and months and months and dozens of books. All that's in there. Lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. So I was at a Ron Paul meetup group meeting. Actually, it wasn't a meeting. It was like a group of us getting together for a sunny afternoon late dinner. A whole bunch of us at a beautiful little farm down by a creek not far from me. Wonderful people. Kind and gentle people own the place. Put together were a real big spread. All the ladies and the men contributing food. I always go to eat. Everybody else brings stuff. I bring a hungry face. You know, that's necessary to smorgasbord too, someone to eat. And I'm always that willing to be that. I will work for cookies. And for brownies, I'm willing to do almost anything. Anyway, one of the people there, very interesting and knowledgeable woman, asked me whether I'd never ever read this book, and she gave me a copy of it to loan. It's titled Thrust for Freedom. It was written by Andrew J. Galambos. You've heard me read from it on numerous occasions. This idea of a clear definition of what is property and what is freedom. But it's interesting because this word volitional science is part of that title. It's a whole system of volitional science. But what is volitional science all about? You go to the dictionary and take a look at it, and it starts this way. What is the volition? It's an act or power of willing. Isn't that curious? It has my name in it. Willing. It's an act or power of willing. It's an exercise of the will. I'll just share this with you. When we talk a little bit about prayer and about spiritual nature, something that came to my mind once that was profound in my life was not my will, but thy will be done. That came out of a meditation on the Lord's Prayer. Not my will, but thy will be done. Get out of the way. Get out of the way and let your God-given or Creator-given toolbox work for you. The thought that I've used to express that to other people is the idea of someone in a boat, in a river, full of rocks and boulders, you know, one of these class 5 things like they have in Snoqualmie or Snoqualmie River and things like that where they have kayakers in the river. You're in this river and you're in this boat and you're rowing furiously off to this side and then over to this side, then over to this side and back over this way and upstream, downstream and around in this little boat in life, rowing furiously. But if you have any faith, you just simply draw in the oars. Not my will, but thy will be done. And then life starts to take a completely different turn. Then your studies, your research begins to take a slightly different turn, a completely different turn. So, again, volition. It's an act or the power of willing, the exercise of the will, a choice made by the will. You see? Very important. It's very important. In other words, it's self-directed. Self-directed. So it gives me a new understanding of this volitional science library. This man, even though he's got many good things to say, he's in there and he's in his little rowboat running life by will. But where does he get some of his material from? He gets it right from John Locke. Here, listen to this. This is out of Knowledge and Reality, the treatise that we've been sharing from. The mind can neither make nor destroy them. We're talking about ideas. These simple ideas, the materials of all of our knowledge, are suggested and furnished to the mind only by those two ways mentioned above, in other words, from sensation and reflection. Okay? Jump forward a little bit. The idea of perception and idea of willing we have from reflection. In other words, we think about the things we've experienced with our senses. The idea of perception, what we perceive, an idea of willing, there's the word again, willing, we have from reflection the two great and principal actions of the mind, which are most frequently considered and which are so frequent that every one of them that pleases may take notice of them in himself are these two. Perception, or thinking, and volition, or willing. These are the two great and principal actions of the mind. So perhaps when Andrew J. Galambos was preparing and putting together his system, the volitional science, the thrust for freedom, an introduction to volitional science, perhaps he was referring in his mind, or from memory, or directly, to this very passage in John Locke's treatise here. The idea of perception and the idea of willing we have from reflection. We bring in all manner and sundry things through our senses, our five senses. And then once they're in there, then our mind goes to work on that information. And as he stated in a previous section, we can do nothing towards making the least particle of new matter or destroying one atom of what is already in being. And as a matter of fact, these ideas, we can neither make them nor destroy them. They just become part of us through this process of using the tools in our toolbox. Continuing a little further here, he says, everyone, again, that pleases may take notice of them in himself, and they are these two, perception or thinking, and volition or willing. So we're always either perceiving and thinking, or we're actually taking that action step. And that's what we talk about right here, is to actually empower your knowledge with action. Each and every day. Become active. Become vocal local. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.